Hello.
So,
we're back.
We meet again.
Together at last.
I've been missing you.
Missed you too, that sweet ass.
Now, are we talking to each other or are we talking to the listeners? I need to know.
I thought it was just the two of us.
But wait.
We want to I don't know.
You didn't know people were listening?
No. Really? Yeah, people that listen?
So you mean to tell me this whole last season that we recorded, you had no idea other people were listening?
I thought it was just us listening to ourselves over and over again.
You know, you can think that.
Okay.
That's probably better for you anyway.
Yeah. I thought you went to Australia and listened to it twice while you were there.
Oh, yeah, because when we looked...
vacation.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, you know, like when we looked at the demographics, you're like, man, what? I didn't travel to Australia. Dan must have went there.
I figured you went, yeah. Family trip. You were gone for a while. I thought maybe that's where you went.
I mean, you don't know that.
I don't. I don't ask.
Fun fact, I've never actually left the country.
Oh, so it wasn't you then.
No, but I've almost visited every single state in the United States.
That's pretty good.
There's only two states that I haven't been to. That's Vermont and Florida.
Not missing much, probably.
Probably not, but the fucking crazy stories that I've heard out of Florida, man.
I wouldn't want to go.
Have you heard some of the Florida man stories? They're ridiculous.
A little bit. Like a buddy of mine goes there quite a bit, but...
Is he the Florida man?
He's not the Florida man.
He's not the Florida man?
I don't think so.
Do you have any idea what I'm talking about, at least?
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Okay, like, it's... So, like, there's this internet sensation called Florida Man. And essentially, you can basically go on the internet and find an event that happened. Your idea is, like, you choose a date or something like that, or your birthday or some stupid shit. And it has to involve Florida Man. Because it's almost 9 times out of 10, you're going to find something crazy happening in Florida. And it's always like those bath salt level stories, you know, like some guy ate a girl's face off or something stupid.
God.
Something stupid like that. Or man caught having sex with an alligator. Like that type of...
Was the alligator alive?
I don't know. I didn't look too deep into it.
I mean, you could probably find a video online.
Oh, you could... I mean, there's such thing as Rule 34.
I don't know what that is either.
So the Rule 34, it's kind of a rule of the internet, or what 4chan had originated. So 4chan's like this website that I used to go to when I was like 12. Not anymore. But
probably shouldn't have been there at 12.
Either. No, I shouldn't. Most certainly should not have been there while being 12. But when I was there, there was a rule of the internet kind of floated around even to modern day web, even past 4chan. The rule is, if it exists, there's a porn of it. And there is a subset of that Rule 34 that if there isn't a porn of it, you are required
to make it. Nice.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a pioneering law to make porn out of everything possible.
So I'm going to Google man sleeps with alligator. And if it isn't there, you just have to follow Rule 34 since you brought it up.
See, the thing is, you Googled it. So now you got to draw this.
You brought it up, though. So doesn't that obligate you as the founder of the idea to follow through with the video?
No. Maybe we could collab.
Let me see your phone for a minute.
No, I'm going to hard pass.
Okay. Yep.
So in case you don't remember season 1, or if you're just chiming in for the first time.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you and welcome foremost. My name is Dan. I am the co-host of the Digital Tavern.
My name is Kevin. I am the co-host as well.
Of the Digital Tavern.
Of the Digital Tavern.
And it is an absolute pleasure to finally be here again.
It's been a little bit.
It's been a hot minute. You're a returning listener, I can't even begin to thank you enough.
Yes.
The fact that you even were willing to reopen your application on your phone and download our episode and listen to it means so much to us that...
Oodles.
We appreciate it. If we're able to join you in your car ride... In your quest to work.
Slowly breathing in your ear from the back seat.
Or if we're able to lull you to sleep because we're boring as shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy to do so.
Yes.
We do this for fun.
Funsies.
We don't make any money. We've spent a decent bit of chunk of money on this.
We've got poorer from doing it. That is for sure.
This is a fact. We have indefinitely gotten poorer from this. But we don't want your pity because we do this for fun.
We enjoy it.
this money we spent was well worth it.
Yep. And it's getting close to winter again. Well, yeah. Guess what that means?
Yeah, we're going to be outside.
Outside naked.
Outside naked, in fact, indeed.
It's going to be fun.
So the new equipment that we have gotten, hopefully you can tell that we're using new equipment.
Sounds better.
If not, that's our bad. We just wasted money.
Yep.
But if you can tell, well, that's
leave
good
a
on
thumbs
you.
Thumbs up if you can tell.
If you can tell. And as far as I'm concerned, we have yet to get a 1-star rating on any of our
nice.
I don't quote me. And yeah, now that I said that, some spiteful asshole will probably go and do it.
But would it really be spiteful, or would it be someone just like me?
True. It probably would be. You know what? You're probably going to go home and you're going to do it.
No. I didn't do it last week because we haven't recorded in a long time. And I left a message on there saying, you guys ever fucking coming back? 1-star.
You guys wasted my fucking time.
And money. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So if you don't know what the Digital Tavern's about, it's where we like to choose a game, usually one that the other person hasn't played.
Yes.
Just because it's nostalgic.
Yep.
And we like to play through it kind of as a first-time experience and a veteran experience and kind of bounce off each other, like how we felt about it.
What was good? What was bad?
Is that what we're looking at through nostalgia goggles? Like, were we just appreciative because it was something that was a part of our childhood?
And now it totally sucks, and, but we're going to give it a good rating anyway because we loved it so much back then.
And because I don't want to lie to myself and how I don't want to admit I'm wrong. Yes. You know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But we try to go beyond those boundaries and try to give it a real rating of what we actually felt that it was.
Beyond just the play value. Like, at the time it came out, it was revolutionary for this, but it totally sucked for that or
right.
whatever.
But what can you do?
Yeah.
But that's why we do it. Because there are a lot of games that, you know, we say to ourselves, oh, I need to play that again. It's been a long time, but we never get around to it.
It happens.
And this podcast was kind of like our avenue to kind of enable us to get the motivation
Force
to do
us.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of something neat that's unique about this podcast. And then if you watched again through the last season, you'll also remember that we went through with guests every third episode or so.
Right around there, yep.
Yeah, because then we would like to take outside perspective
of
on what's nostalgic for them. And then we have a kind of a conversation.
We have a threesome about it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like the way that comes off the tongue.
Threesome.
Threesome. Yeah.
Sometimes we include noodles.
I'm Italian, so I could appreciate that.
And white sauce.
I can't appreciate that. No, I swear I don't have any traumatizing events that
just
have occurred with anything
doesn't
white.
Doesn't like white sauce.
Need to be very clear.
Ranch
it's just
dressing,
unappealing.
Not without blood in it. I mean, not at all. I mean, it's French dressing.
Anyway, before we get any further, we might as well kick off that intro that you guys are probably just pining to hear.
I would hope so.
So I hope so. Here we go.
Yeah. Really did make a difference. Missed that song.
Oh, man. I mean,
brings me back.
I'm not going to lie. We listened to it a little bit earlier, and we were kind of like, oh.
Doing a little head bobbing and
mm-hmm.
the little slow, not real big smile, but the little slow little smile where you're like remembering things.
Yeah.
And in a good
kind
way.
Of like a smirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what have you been up to? We haven't really talked a long time.
Well, new job, of course, so that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Got out of sales. Super appreciative of just going back to manual labor, kind of.
I know, it's weird to hear someone say that, right?
I love it. I didn't realize how much I missed it until I started doing it again. Oh, it's fantastic. Money's good as well, which is a perk. Other than that, same old family, video games, and work.
Nice.
My dog ran into something in the woods. There's old barbed wire fences on my property, and I thought they were pretty decent where he wasn't. I mean, he's been here for 5 or 6 years, maybe 7 years, 2011, 12. We got him in 12.
On your property?
On my property, yeah. And he's got an electric fence, the invisible one, so he can't go very far. He hasn't run into any of them yet, but he sliced his whole front leg open, almost in a complete half a diameter, and his skin was just flopping there.
Oh, man.
So the wife brought him to the vet. That was probably the most exciting thing that's happened since we recorded last as far as traumatic
experience.
Yeah.
What video games are you playing?
Right now, GTA 5 Online, or GTA Online. I suppose it's not 5. But
it's crazy that game is still around.
Yeah. They keep giving me free shit because I'm Twitch Prime. So yeah. I got a penthouse in the casino. I just got a free hangar so I can have a plane and do missions from there. Otherwise, it's been a little bit of World of Warships, World of Tanks, you know, the same old stuff.
Kind of the go-to games.
Yeah. War Thunder, we just reinstalled and started playing again.
War Thunder is one of those games that I always wanted to get into, but I never really did. I was a huge, huge fan of World War II dogfighting games back when I was younger.
One of the best.
Yeah.
I feel. The flying and, like, World of Tanks, you know, wargaming.net, whatever, they have World of Tanks, World of Warships, World of Warplanes. Warplane sucks compared to War Thunder's flying. Like, it's so much better.
If you, you know, you can play VR.
Yes. I haven't done it. I've done No Man's and I've done The Forest. But I'm going to be supplying some VR not too far. I did get the Index for those of you that didn't know. Now you know. And it's pretty flipping sweet.
Yeah. And I got the Oculus Rift S. I know it's a Facebook product, but I actually did quite a bit of research on it. And honestly, it doesn't feel like it was a Facebook device. Honestly, it feels really good. The price point is really healthy.
Yeah, mine was super expensive.
Yeah, mine was like $400 with tax.
Yeah, mine was more than double that.
Right. And I get nearly the same experience.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you?
Right. And it's not something... So like for me, it was a big thing where I wanted to see the generation above the current first gens. So in my opinion, this feels more like a generation 1.5.
Right. Gotcha, yep.
So like this whole wave of VR headsets that have come out, it feels like a generation 1.5 where, you know, you look at the specs and like, oh, they're kind of similar to the first set, but you know, they fixed a lot of the edges, the rougher on the edges stuff.
Yep.
And now with the new company coming in, Valve coming in, they're not a new company, but they're new to the VR space. That really, you know, shedded some light, you know, like HTC is not the only big dog in the scene with a massive high-end device. You need to respect that they're there.
Yep.
And then Valve has been, you know,
knocking on that door,
and they have one of the biggest, you know, storefronts to support it. Like, yep, they have one of the best backbones out of any of the companies. I know that's weird to say that Valve has in my opinion, Valve has a better backbone for the VR systems than Facebook does.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Facebook is a gigantic company. Absolutely.
Different application, though.
Correct. So that's why I look at it and I'm like, well, Valve has more ingrained into the gamer. It's more ingrained for a backbone for gaming. Thus, I feel like it has a better chance at being that high-end VR device.
Yep.
Whereas Oculus, you could use the word casual almost.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I mean, like I said, they're very capable devices for the price point and they're very close and similar. So that's kind of why I went with the lower price point this one generation. So that way I can wait for the actual new iteration or the generation that will actually
follow all these ones.
Correct. Yep. I was going to buy Index day one, but the pre-order kind of fell through and the timing wasn't right for me.
Yep.
Money wise. Yep. I was like, oof. I took all the long time off from work for FMLA, and I was just like, the timing to spend the money wasn't there.
Right. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I was like, I can't shell out this for that. Not right now, at least.
No.
So then that's what happened. And then the timing went, and then they went on, I lost my pre-order, you know, reservation. And then that was kind of what happened.
Yep.
But no, I've been enjoying it. Gorn has been highly rated. I haven't played it yet, but I've been a big fan of Beat Saber.
And that it's getting hella reviews.
Yeah. So Beat Saber is kind of unique because it's like one of those games you throw, you know, 15 to 25 minutes into it and you broke a sweat. So it's a good workout.
Ooh.
So that's kind of like another reason why I bought VR is because it's, you know,
Interactive.
It gets you moving. Good for cardio, things like that.
Yep.
So instead of a treadmill, you use VR.
While watching for weird cannibal people, I was chopping down trees in the forest.
Right.
It was pretty fun.
Very, very different experiences. Yep. There. That's the beauty of VR.
Do anything.
every person out there that's listening to us talk about VR right now, you need to understand that it's going to look stupid. You watch videos of it and you're like, oh, that's neat or whatever, but it's not worth it. It's gimmicky. You use the actual VR and it is a whole nother story.
Yep.
It is honestly something that you cannot explain without experience.
Yeah. You've got to feel it for yourself.
The only problem is that there is issues with people with motion sickness. Now, I understand you have motion sickness.
I have motion sickness, which is why I went with the Index. The big drive for me was that FPS rating boost on the Index versus the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that that would help because I have the PlayStation VR and I can do 10, 15 minutes and I'm sick. I went an hour where it was okay with the Index. And then after that, I was able to play more, but I had that little bit of queasy there. But going from 15 to an hour, that's pretty decent.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
And that's, like I said, something that you could obtain to get better at.
Yep. Yeah. I haven't played the PlayStation VR in like 6 to 8 months. So it's not like I'm building up a resistance to it, but now I will with the Index.
Which is actually really cool because that's the beauty of it. Like, you're as a human, you might have motion sickness, but you can overcome it by kind of exposing it in doses.
Yes.
And that's kind of neat. The human body's really interesting like
that. We're super cool. If you just could look through us without damaging the physical form and see how everything operates and works, it's pretty dang neat.
Ugly, though.
Oh, yeah. Fantastically ugly.
And that was my worry when you asked about VR about to me. I was like, well, motion sickness is a big thing. I don't recommend it unless you're going to be willing to try to throw yourself at it a few times.
Yep.
So glad you did. Welcome to the VR community.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll have to play a VR game for the podcast and you can kind of share our experience.
That would work.
Yeah.
It's very doable.
So I guess that kind of could bring us into like what we plan on doing for
season two.
I mean, we're not probably going to follow the same formula.
It'll be similar-ish.
Similar enough to the point where you won't you'll still be able to recognize us.
Yeah.
We won't be unrecognizable. And we will still have our
ratings.
Yep, our ratings. And our talk points will still be off track.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we might be a podcast about nostalgic
video games.
One thing
we didn't mention yet, I got to make sure it gets included in this one. As I was scrolling through VR games to buy on Steam for when my Index came, so I was ready to play, one out of every five is porn.
Mm.
Did you notice that? And that's right on the Steam list. Like, one out of five is straight have sex with an animated girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had to put porn in this episode.
Haven't played it. Haven't done anything like that. But I know someone who has.
Oh, okay. Is it your wife?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Now, this person has experienced it, and he said that it is a lot to be desired. However, it's a great start, is the word he used. Now, I can't.
How many did he try? Like, if you just tried one, it's
an undisclosed amount.
Okay.
I think he's going to leave it at that undisclosed amount.
Like, it's something I'll never be able to try because my daughter never plans on moving out. So, and she has access to my computer, so my Steam games, and she can't see that that's on the list.
Yeah, so that's kind of the tricky part, right? And it's also a very a very scary thing to do, because if you think about it, right? Now, what is porn for? Now, of course, you could use porn for education. You could use porn for learning. But the average human...
For the articles.
Right. So, I mean, at the end of the day, right, you guys know what it's for.
Yes.
Now, at the same time, you're putting a headset on your head, blocking your vision, usually having headphones in.
Yep.
You can't hear anyone around you.
Nope.
And you sure in hell is the hell not sneaking your VR headset into a locked bedroom or bathroom.
No.
You're not doing that.
It's not going to happen.
You're usually in a play space.
Unless you're on a laptop. That's very powerful.
So you're usually in a play space. Well, no, even then, even if you're on a laptop, everyone's going to see you dragging your VR headset into the bathroom.
Well, yes. I was going more if you're home alone.
Honey, what's that in your shirt? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I got some work to do on the toilet. It's my monkey wrench.
So anyway, So you're in an open space, usually approximately 10 by 10, or you're sitting in your computer chair and you have a headset on. And even if you do keep one of your headphones out, right? Usually by the time you figure out how to make it not look like you're literally masturbating, is too late.
Yeah, not a chance.
Now, if you've mastered the ability to hide that, go ahead and email us.
Kudos. We want a video.
we want to know your tactic.
Yep.
But there's no probable way that you can actually get around with that. So that leads me into a story.
We like stories here.
I mean, it's a light story. I don't know how much detail I know. But I was browsing a website. It's Reddit, so let's be real. And there was this guy, and I was a part of this post as well, so I was there when it first started. This post was talking about, basically, I think he was asking everyone if he's the asshole, right?
Yes, gotcha.
And so, it wasn't that. He was just says, am I fucked, I think, was what it is. And he said that he started off with a preface that he has always had a crush on his wife's sister.
Uh-oh.
So that's already going to spell disaster.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't think there's any good outcome out of that.
No.
Anyway, so he married his wife and had a crush on his sister. Her sister.
Her sister.
Yeah. Her sister, let's be clear. And his wife's sister was married as well with her husband. And so these two couple, the guy who is on Reddit, who posted about this, said that that was his preface and that him and his wife were going to go on vacation. So they asked the sister, whom he had a crush on, to borrow her camera to use it because they had a high-end camera.
Yep.
And she said, yeah, no problem. We're not using it. You can use it. No problem. And so his wife picks up the camera from the house and brings it home. And his wife's at work, and he decides to turn on the camera and figure out how to use it.
Yep.
Which is fair.
Yeah, you got to know how to do it before you get there.
Correct. So as he was going through it, learning it, he finds a video of the sister and her husband, and they were intimate with each other on the video. So it was a sex video.
Yep. I knew as soon as he said camera where it was going.
Right. Okay. So he's going through it. And of course, you know, his interests are going to be real peaked.
Oh yeah. He's touching himself.
But he knew that his life wasn't going to get that experience. So he wanted the full fledged experience as close as he's going to get. Guess what he did?
Yeah.
He decides that he's going to grab his VR headset.
Plug it in.
Take the video and play it on his VR headset so he can experience the full surround. And it was a POV video to top it off. So he could make it work.
Yep.
Now, he was trying to be prepped for this. So now you need to paint the picture of this guy who has a porn video of his wife's sister in which he had a crush on. And now he wanted to, you know, explore the video.
He wanted to finish.
He wanted to explore the video on the VR headset. So he tried to prep. Now his prep is involving figuring out where his wife is at. And he checked the location of his wife because they have this Life 360 or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And it always alerts people when they leave work or when they get home. So it has like geographical fencing where if their phone were to leave a certain vicinity, it alerts the other people on it saying they're leaving work or whatever have you. I don't know the extent of the app. I've never used it. But that's the basic preface of it. So he says, usually when my wife leaves work, I'll get a notification, and I figured it wouldn't be a problem because it'll come up on the headset. And I was like, okay, following along. So he says he's doing his business, but it turns out his wife's phone died before she left work.
Oh, no.
So there was no geographical fencing. There was no alert. And now keep in mind, it's not within the realm of when she's about to get home either. This isn't like, oh, she normally gets home at 5:15. She's here at 5:15. He's not doing it at 5:15. He's like
noon or something.
Midday, yeah. Like noon, right? And so she comes home
early,
and he is doing the deed in the bedroom in which she walks in on. And because of the nature of it, she can see the video on the screen, I believe, because I think some VR headsets, they'll mirror the screen to the TV or to
the device that's getting played
through. And immediately she recognized it was her sister. And let's just say it didn't go very well for him.
I can't imagine.
No. So his wife packed up all her shit, went to go move in with the sister. And I think they got a divorce. And I think it goes even further than that. But can you imagine being how fucking dumb you have to be?
Just watch it on the camera, dude.
Like, you, like, even then, I don't even think you should do that.
Well, you shouldn't, but if you're going to, keep it easily, you know, fixable.
Right.
Leave it on the camera.
Don't set yourself up for failure. My mom taught me that when I was born. You never set yourself up for failure. That's setting yourself up for failure.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You are literally shooting yourself in the foot.
Or to the dick.
Or the dick.
In this case.
Right? At least if you're going to do it, go to some place that your wife isn't going to go first.
Yeah. Go down in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, find a couple couch cushions down there. Whatever.
Go to your friend's house for all I fucking care.
That'd be a little weird, but doable with the right friend.
If you're really, and I mean really motivated to watch that, you would go and jump any hoop you could.
Go out in the fucking woods.
For all I care, do it.
Yeah. Get a fucking charger, a little battery pack. Fucking...
Get a ticket for indecent exposure for all I care.
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
hotel room. I mean,
and then you got yourself a video about that. You can videotape yourself doing that
to that video,
to that video. And I'm sure it'll go on viral and maybe you'll fill some voyeurism fetish.
So you have a camera playing it that you've recorded the video to the computer, right? So you've already got their camera. So now you use their camera to record you watching the video, whacking off. And you have another camera on the screen of that camera. Get an Inception thing going. Just a bunch of cameras recording the videos of all the videos.
You know, I've never seen Inception.
I don't think I have either. Or parts of it.
I just know it's a mind fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how to begin to process what you just said.
Oh. Well, it's interesting. Just think of like the movie Identity. But instead of having 12 identities inside your body, it's 12 cameras recording everything going on one into the other.
Got it.
If that helps.
Okay.
You're not schizophrenic. You just have a lot of video cameras recording everything that's happening, kind of.
Sure.
In really base terms, guys. This isn't technical science class. This is just really layman. But yeah.
Yeah, so that was a story I wanted to share.
Yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
Well, no. Literally. I mean, he already said he got divorced, so...
Yeah, he did.
But wow. And then, yeah, I bet you he didn't even get to keep the video.
Oh, no.
Delete it.
Unless, you know, he somehow managed to back it up and then he can just pity whack it.
Yeah. Like, at least I have this. That would be funny. What would be better yet is if the sister left her husband and then the two got together. Happy ending for everyone except the original
sister. I think
sister.
That was the spin that he was trying to get.
Oh, yeah. Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, No, it ain't happening.
Maybe a threesome with her and her husband.
Right.
I mean, if they're videoing, they're up for threesomes, probably.
No, I think they were all angry at him.
Well, I know, but one drunk night, you know, things happen.
Now, not to play devil's advocate, but whose fault was it?
Well, totally his fault.
Okay, yeah, I could agree with that.
Don't get married to someone when you're
in love
with
their sister. But, again, to take the contrary like opinion, like, if you recorded a porn video, I mean, is it your fault because you handed him the memory card?
No. You might have done it 12 years ago.
I mean, it's like basically the equivalent of having a nice hot sandwich set aside some hobo who hasn't eaten in weeks.
Here's
and expecting him not to eat it while you walk away.
Here's the other thought to that. Who's to say that card wasn't in there, but the husband likes to show his buddies when his wife's at work, so he slipped it in the other day, watched it himself, and then showed his friends, and she didn't know it was in there, handed the camera to her sister. Boom.
Or who's to say that she knew it was in there and she wanted him to find it?
Well, I mean, there's that too, but then they wouldn't all be mad at him yet. Well, maybe we haven't gone far enough in time yet to see what will happen.
Right, like maybe she's letting it play out and Going from there.
I mean, I'm not putting that past any of them. She very well could have done that. Maybe just because she doesn't like the two together, and she knows he has a crush, and she wants her sister not with him anymore. I'll give him the gun. He will shoot himself.
So maybe we can talk a little bit more about video games here.
Video games are good.
So we talked about a little bit about VR and about how we might be changing up the format a little bit.
A little bit, yep.
So as far as the format goes, are we thinking like... Because we haven't preemptively talked about this. So are we thinking like we continue to do the new nostalgia, obviously?
Yes.
And then maybe we could take like a nostalgic... Maybe like a hop off the nostalgic train for a little bit and maybe do a week dedicated to maybe a new video game or something.
Absolutely.
That way we can, you know, kind of interject some new games into our experience and share our experience with them. I know there are a million fucking podcasts about new games.
Yes.
And that's not what we're trying to be.
No.
But, you know, it would be nice to get maybe even the contrast, you know, of us talking about new games versus old games. Maybe we could just throw the comparison of the games that we've played in the past to the new games.
Similar, yeah. Go down the same genre trail.
Yeah, I like that idea. So we could throw in some new games once in a while.
And maybe they don't always have to be games one of us hasn't played.
Yeah, maybe it can be a game that neither of us have played.
Yep, or one we both have played.
Yeah. So, like, for example, Halo.
Yep.
I love Halo, and you've played Halo.
I've played Halo.
So maybe we could play Halo, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So even though that game, you've played it, that's not off the table, though.
No.
Because like I'm passionate enough about Halo to want to play that, so that would be a good topic. So maybe we could loosen up the restrictions a little bit.
Yeah.
Allow it to have more options for games so we can have the longevity of their podcast, because eventually we will run out of games that we have neither played.
Right.
And then eventually we'll be scraping the barrel...
And bringing up things like Barbie Dreamhouse. Right. I played it once at my fucking niece's house.
And it's nostalgic to you because not because of the fucking game, but because maybe the moment of time. Yeah,
my niece died or something.
Like some stupid shit. So we'll avoid scraping the bottom of the barrel by interjecting some new games.
Yep.
And also loosening the restrictions on, you know, maybe we could just pick games we've both enjoyed or we've both played. And then what we could also do is we could also continue having a guest. I liked having guests.
I like having guests as well.
So I liked having guests as well. I think we should continue doing that. The format is fine. We can have them choose a game, whatever game they care about.
Yes.
I think that's the important bit because we can't.
It has to be.
It has to be a game they care about because from our past experience, I think you could probably agree that we've noticed if we have a game with a restriction on them, like let's say that they were nostalgic about, let's just say, Gran Turismo or something.
Yeah, everyone's played that.
Like, let's say they're super nostalgic about that, and we're like, no, you can't choose that game because we've already played it. So on the same realm of, you know, loosening up restrictions, we could just say, choose your most nostalgic game, we'll roll with it.
Yep.
Just because they'll be more passionate about it.
Yeah, passion is important.
Yeah, so talking about it is super important. So... passion, if you're not passionate about something, you can really tell. And even you don't see us, you can probably feel it or hear it in our voice if we're not passionate about something.
Tones and inflections.
Right. It's crazy how much a voice can get across without even needing to see someone.
Yep.
Now, that's something that we will probably do for that. We'll probably continue having guests. Are we thinking still every 3-4 episodes?
Well, yeah. I do it not so structured. That way, if it's every 2, because we have that many people that have... something they want to put in there, but probably close to that every 3rd.
Right. So, okay. So again, loosen up on the amount. Like we don't have to like schedule it. Like, so you don't go like, oh, this is a guest week. It's not going to be like that. It'll just be like, oh, it's probably a guest.
Yep.
Because I guess scheduling is important.
Converted to getting them there or not. Yeah.
Right. So it would be important for us to make sure that we're able to keep the structure still going. So that way we can come back to a consistency in which we have been failing horribly at.
Yep. But yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I think so too. Now,
we'll still use the tankards.
Yes.
For our reviewing, because we are the tavern.
Yep, I still like that. What I'm also going to try to do, I'm going to try to drink more.
More booze?
Yes.
Yeah, it's hard for me because I got to drive home, so I don't.
Right, I understand that. But I like the kind of the loosened structure that it gives me. So... as funny as it sounds, You guys will be driving my brink of alcoholism.
Yep. We're going to make him a drunk.
Even though, a fun fact, I've only been drunk once in my life.
Not anymore.
That well, I'm not saying I'm going to get shit-faced during the podcast. Oh, what I'm saying is...
I'm mixing, so...
You probably know that if you drink, you know, any alcoholic beverage, you can kind of tell, like, things loosen up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, actually. So I like the effect that that does, because I still think to this day, looking back on all our episodes, my favorite was still probably the Devil May Cry podcast episode.
It was pretty good, yeah.
And I was drinking during that one. So I don't know if they're related or not, but I'm going to go ahead and say that they were.
Might have been.
Yeah. And I think D might have a beer or two. I don't know.
Yeah, that's his choice.
So, oh yeah, so we didn't mention, we'll be starting another podcast alongside this one.
A second podcast.
So we'll be doing two. That's how passionate we are. Now, you can hate us or love us for it. That's fine. We haven't really discussed a name
for that one.
We're going to be brainstorming that tonight and figuring out what we'll be doing. And the idea of the podcast will be, it'll be three of us. So the guest that we had as on our Excite Bike episode will be joining us as a permanent host. Mike. On our new podcast. And the idea that the podcast is, we're hoping to hit somewhere between not so informative, but more so discussional on some topics that may have crossed the internet. Not like news or politics, but stupid shit.
Yeah. Just so, random bullshit chatting about web things.
Yes. All things internet, or, you know, things that happen on the web, or not even happen on the web, but were announced on the web, or... Yep. You know, for example, a perfect story would be just ideally something stupid, like that guy that I just talked about.
You know, Florida Man.
Well, Florida Man. I'm talking about the VR guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that would be a perfect story for us to just talk about.
Just rando. Yeah.
And then we could all just throw in our points. So that's what we'll be aiming for, kind of a discussional podcast. Now, we don't know, like I said, the exact direction we'll be going. We'll be hammering out some of the details tonight.
Yep.
But yeah, I look forward to that. We'll have more news on that probably in the coming weeks about that. But however, me and Kevin continue to plan on the Digital Tavern, since it's a very fun thing for us to do.
Yeah, super stoked.
We'll also be able to start taking on phone guests.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to actually enjoy calling in to people across the country to join us as a guest. Now, this is in part due to the equipment that we had purchased for this podcast. It's a fantastic podcast equipment. You may have heard of it. It's called the Rodecaster Pro. But it has like this nifty soundboard that I'm able to work with and drop sound effects at will anytime I want, change the volumes of it. And it's actually really kind of cool. So we're looking to hopefully implement that into our shows more. It controls kind of everything on the back end, and it does our post-processing as far as like audio compression and things like that.
It is sweet.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to use it with editing yet, but I would imagine it's going to do the most of it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Which is glorious. Because we sound phenomenal now.
It does sound really good.
Not to toot my own horn, but...
Or mine. But if you wanted to...
I mean, I'll toot.
All right. You won't get audio of that, though, guys.
But the benefit of that is, like I said, I'll be able to call in across... I can connect my phone through Bluetooth, give someone a call, and get them in on our podcast, and they can hear us live. And that's actually pretty cool. But that's the current plans for the show. So, again, looser format, allowing new games once in a while.
Yep.
And guests will kind of be sporadic and fluid.
Yes. It'll be great. I think I liked the first season's structure. I did. That was super enjoyable. But I'm going to like the looseness of this one, I think, just as much.
Do you tell that to your wife a lot?
Yeah.
My bad. I was inappropriate.
Not inappropriate.
Sorry to your wife.
She listens.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It was a joke. I promise.
It'll come out later well.
Yeah, no. You'll probably be sleeping on the couch for a few weeks.
I sleep in the living room already.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I snore too loud, so I'm not allowed in the bed.
Dog house now?
No. Nope. She'll take my mattress away. I have a nice like 12-inch memory foam mattress that I lay in the living room floor right in front of the TV so I can sleep peacefully with the TV going.
Sure. And then that being said, Anything else that you could think of that you'd like to throw in at the show?
I think that about covers it. I mean, eventually we'll have the YouTube going again. I know we tried on the first one, but it was fun just getting this thing going. But that's about it. Maybe we'll have some YouTube videos.
Yeah. I did buy an expensive camera.
Nice.
I bought a $700 camera.
I have one that's probably better right here in my Note 10 Plus, just saying.
You calm down. It's a Sony mirrorless camera. It's a DSLR-like camera.
Nice.
And it does very good videos.
Are we talking like the guy in the VR videos? Are we going to have to make sure the memory card isn't in there when we go to use it for our podcast?
Listen, even if I did take a picture of my dick, it wouldn't even show up. I don't have a good enough zoom lens.
I thought this was a great camera.
No, the camera is only as good as the lens.
Oh, so you need a different lens to get that.
I need a better macro lens.
Sure, it's not a micro lens.
You shut the fuck up. We'll continue playing the games that we enjoy. We'll be talking about them. I know this episode doesn't have a video game tied to it, but it's more like a welcome back episode.
Yes.
To kind of discuss the future of the Digital Tavern.
And random other things.
Now, we also expect that this won't even get listened to. So the one guy that is listening to this, shout out to you.
Yep. Hats off.
Hats off. And if you don't have a hat, put one on and then take it off.
I did just pull my pants down for you, though.
Yeah. And that's not... Wait, you had pants on?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
We're not outside yet.
You don't see me on the other side of this table, but I am completely naked from the waist down.
Well, you weren't making me aware that we were allowed to sit on your chairs in the house naked.
And you know.
Last time you said I couldn't do it. You said, stop rubbing your balls all over my counter. Remember?
That was because we were on my counter, not my chair.
Oh, well, I kind of figured everything was off limits now.
You're now aware.
Now I can leave my pants off, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
You could show up pantsless for all I care. My neighbor might care. Speaking of my neighbor, my big recommendation for you to do is if, I guess you don't really live by a neighbor, but a recommendation to do if you're looking to get cynical is change your Wi-Fi name to bathroom camera number 3.
Ah, nice. No one gets close enough to my house to get to my Wi-Fi.
No, I know. So if you're close enough to any neighbors, rename your Wi-Fi bathroom camera number 3. And if you're feeling really cynical, you can even name it after your neighbor. So like, let's say your neighbor's Mark. You could say Mark bathroom camera number 3. Now, the beautiful thing about this, right, is that eventually they'll see it.
Yes.
And they'll wonder why they've seen it. And now they'll also wonder why there's multiple cameras in their bathroom because it's number 3.
Yes.
And they can't see the first and second one.
Nope, that's pretty good.
So the whole time they're going to be like, okay, I got to look in my bathroom to see if I could find these cameras. And the next time that they take a shit, they're going to actually wonder if someone is watching them.
You'd be doing with the lights off, the blinds closed.
So that's how you get it back at your distasteful neighbor for blaring the music in the middle of the night.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's something that I came up with, and I think it's fantastic.
I think that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
It's every other week switch it to
one, two, three. It's kind of like a new spin on the FBI surveillance van.
Yeah. That one I saw a lot.
Yeah, that got a little overused, but now this bathroom camera thing is something that's really enjoyable to me.
Especially with your neighbors. Because they're in town, you're definitely going to see them.
Yep.
I like it.
So, that being said, that's kind of the new format we're going for.
Yes.
And I'm good with it.
I am as well.
Perfect. And then moving forward, I mean, what's our next episode going to be about?
Whose churn?
Who cares?
Whose churn was it?
Should we just take a guess, start big?
Yeah.
Just take a guess, start big.
Yeah.
All right. We'll figure it out.
We'll have a guest on the next episode. Their game.
Yep. Figure it out. And then we'll just go from there.
Sounds perfect.
So that means we won't be able to share to you
what the game is.
What the game is.
I bet you it's going to be created between 1978 and 2011.
That's a pretty good guess.
I bet you it'll be in there.
I could even you know, extend it, and I'd be willing to say that it would be between 1980 and 2010.
I don't know about that. But we'll see. We'll see who's closer.
I'm like, Price is Right. I'm just raw dogging you.
Yeah, you little bastard. $1 more.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm pretty sure I saw an episode of Price is Right where one guy was like 2000 and then the other guy was like 2001.
Oh yeah.
And then some guy was like, and then they're like, and the price of this vehicle is $2,000, and he's like, what's up,
bitch? Take that for your $1 overbid.
So I can't really think of anything else that I can bring up during this episode.
No, that pretty much covers it. We got our platforms. Well, we didn't really talk about platforms. Video games, all platforms. We got our nostalgia factors, included or not included. Not doesn't matter anymore. As far as like whether we've played it both or only one of us has played it. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We got our next guests. We're still doing the guests. As a matter of fact, we'll have one on the next episode. We're doing new games as well as old games.
Yeah.
Not as often, and
if the guest would like to be playing a new game, so be it.
Call into people, have them on chat with us. New sound bites. You can hit little buttons that flash different colors and it makes different noises that are preset by an orangutan, I imagine, or Santa. They're just there when I get here. So,
speaking, shout out to Argo Fox. He is a YouTuber that is providing us with our intro and outro songs on our copyright free. Now, he doesn't know he borrowed it to us.
No.
But he made it very clear that he's okay with it.
Yes.
As long as we shout out to him. So
that was your shout out.
That was Argo Fox on YouTube.
We appreciate your music.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Now, before this ends, can we think about what our favorite episode was? What was your favorite episode of Digital Tavern Season 1?
Digital Tavern Season 1. My favorite episode was probably the Final Fantasy 1.
Really, the first episode?
Yeah. Because it's my most nostalgic game.
I suppose we started off hard with that one. How about based off of effort, not the game?
Based off of effort and not the game? So, the first three episodes, in my opinion, were probably the roughest. But Drakengard was pretty fun. It got filthy. It got nasty. There's babies and goo and crap in there. So that would probably be for the us content-wise.
Ironically, that was also the most structured of them all.
Yes, yeah. But but just because it got filthy.
That one took hours of research for me, and I was not a fan of that. I think I researched maybe 10 hours of
stuff. Too much, yeah.
Yeah, so I wasn't a huge fan of that because it wasn't realistic. So full-time dad, full-time working, you know, full-time worker.
But it brought me to a very dirty place.
Oh, and I noticed.
Really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Well, and then I don't know that I have one because now that we go through them, like I super enjoyed the one with Courtney as well.
Okay.
Like the just ripping on Disney. That was fantastically fun.
The Kingdom Hearts episode. Yeah. Even though, like, yeah.
So I'm going to stay here and I don't have a favorite. I don't have one I don't like.
That's true.
For right now, they're all. And unless I go back, I haven't listened to one in probably a couple months now. So I'd have to go back, re-listen to give you a favorite. But I enjoy bits of all of them.
I would actually agree with you on that context. But I'm also going to say that I did have a favorite. I mentioned it was the Devil May Cry episode. Yep. And I don't know if it was because I was drinking or not. But might I did enjoy that because that was also a game that I enjoyed a lot.
It was a lot of fun.
Now, if we were to go and say that back again and ignore that Devil May Cry episode, I'd probably say my next favorite was the Deja Vu episode, that which was the season finale.
Yeah, with Dave.
I played that game. I didn't really like, but I thought it was interesting how much you could do.
There was a ton to do.
Yeah.
Like for a Nintendo game that's point and click, it was pretty impressive.
Yep. Now on that note, we need to thank you again if you joined us.
Kudos. Sticking around.
We appreciate you coming and listening and spending time with us, whether you're in your car, whether you're in your bed, whether you're annoying your neighbor or
by watching
pissing off your dog. I don't know.
Cam 3.
Yes.
Bathroom.
Now again, thank you very much. You guys, hopefully you have a great night because wherever you are, it's nighttime.
Yes.
And
night is good.
Night is good. And now with that, you guys have a wonderful time.
We'll
thanks for
later.
Joining us.
Next time we'll all be naked the whole time.
Bye.
See, now you don't have to walk around so I can say random crazy things anymore because you can just hit the button.
I know. I don't even have to walk around.
Normally, have to leave this over here so that you have to walk around without the headset on.
Seth, normally I used to have to walk around to a computer and hit not record anymore, and then I'd just kind of cut it late.
Yes.
And then it would include the banter that you would have.
Yep.
But now the record button is within right arm's reach.
Got to move that arm's
and
reach
I
away.
And I feel almost bad that I don't get that witty banter.
I know.
Everyone we could simulate it.
It wouldn't be the same.
Let's try it. Because
your voice would come in quietly.
Well,
from behind
here's
me.
The thing. I could also kind of do this, and you know, you kind of hear fading away.
I know
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
All right. Fuck.
We'll just have to set up a table over here where we had the laptop before for this guy.
Or I could just put both of my arms in a cast, and I can't.
But I can hit the button right here.
It's in your arm's reach too, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
God damn it.
I know. The only solution is to just have it on the other side.